When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Teacher Monica here, and today we're going to be talking about contractions, also which is known as reduced speech, because basically what we're doing is we're taking a couple of words and putting them together to shorten it, okay? So it reduces the amount of speaking, also known as reduced speech. And what we'll do in this episode is we're going to look at the full form, the contraction, and the example. We're also going to take a look at some of the full pronunciation, as well as the reduced pronunciation with examples. And we'll do that with conjunctions, prepositions, auxiliary verbs, pronouns, and articles, all right? So let's go ahead and get started. So we've got the full form, which is he would, and that becomes the contracted form, which is he'd. And here's our example. He'd like to see you now. The next one is why have, which becomes why've, and we say, why have you come today? And then we have I will, which becomes I'll, and we can say, I'll think about it. Where do you get that? They are there. They're already here. So some of these you guys might already be familiar with, but we're still going to go through them one by one. And then, like I said, we're going to look at some pronunciation and the different ways of using them. Okay, so we'll keep going. They are there. They're already here. Who is? Whose? Who's your professor? What will? What'll? What'll you have? Cannot. Can't. I can't believe it. How have? Have. Have you been? Okay, now let's go ahead and look at some of our pronunciation, reduced speech, or reduced pronunciation and examples. Now, let's start with conjunctions. We have the word and, but when we reduce it and we use it in our regular sentences, it becomes en. And we can say apples and oranges. So you don't hear me saying apples and oranges. You hear me saying apples and oranges. Okay, then we have the word or, and or will become So it sounds like sugar or cream. Sugar or cream. Okay, you don't hear me saying sugar or cream. I say sugar or cream. And the word as becomes as. So might as well. So instead of saying might as well, might as well. Okay, you guys can start hearing in the examples some of the reduced pronunciation. All right, let's keep moving. We have prepositions. To becomes to. So talk to me. Talk to me. For becomes fur. Looking for trouble. Looking for trouble. And of has a couple ways of saying it. It could be ev or eh. So let's take a listen. Worst of all. Worst of all. Film of the year. Film of the year. Film of the year. Okay? Some of our helping verbs. Have can be eh or ev. So could have gone better. Could have gone better. Now, in this instance, you don't hear me saying could have gone better. I say coulda gone better, or could have gone better. Could have gone better. And has, as, or again. Where has she been? Where has she been? Where's she been? You guys can really see how those helping verbs kind of get eaten up. They're just almost non-existent. They have like one tiny little sound in there. Can becomes can. I can ask. I can ask. I can ask. Will becomes all. They'll come. They'll come. Okay. And pronouns. He can become it. Could he cheat on you? Could he cheat on you? We don't necessarily say, could he cheat on you? Could he cheat on you? Okay. You can become ya. I gave it to you. I gave it to you. His is uses notes. Uses notes. Her, user notes, user notes. Okay, we're just cutting off that E, that H. Oops, we're cutting off the H in the beginning. So his uses notes, her user notes, is, him can be M or M, give him time, give him time. Okay, and then the article, the. So the can be a or it, the other day, the red one. The is, I would say usually we say the, not that often. It's more the other day, the red one. And a and an can be a or n. What a shame. What a shame. Okay. So let's go ahead and listen to some of these sentences that I'm going to read. And notice some of the reduction in speech. Would you like to go? Would you like to go? Usually with that, we'll connect the D and the Y and make a J. Would you like to go? And the T, O, 2 becomes T. Would you like to go? Okay. There is an exam this Thursday would become there's an exam this Thursday. There's an exam this Thursday. Carlos would have gone if possible would become Carlos would have gone if possible. Carlos would have gone if possible. Send her to him. Send her to him becomes send her to him. Send her to him. Okay. I know it sounds really weird, but that is how English is spoken. And again, going back to the films and the music, that's one of the, this right here, is one of the biggest reasons why people have such a difficult time understanding spoken English. It's just nothing like what is taught in school. Sometimes even in courses, it's just nothing like it. So send her to him, send her to him. Okay. She has gone to the office. She's gone to the office. She's gone to the office. The And two becomes ta, she's gone to the office. And she has become she's gone to the office. Is he here yet? Is he here yet? It becomes Izzy. Is he here yet? It's not is he here yet. Is he here yet? Okay. So those are some really useful, important types of contractions, speech reductions, things that you will often hear, again, in movies, in music, that might leave you like, what on earth are they speaking English? Like, what is going on? So that's it, guys. Welcome to season 2 of my podcast. I hope that you guys found this useful. I will be back with more lessons for you guys soon.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.